This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Austin here with CU Broadcast, and welcome back to our continued coverage of CU Intersect in Houston, Texas. And look who I have in the studio lounge. Is it Jenna Miner from ConnectWise? How are you, Jenna?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So how's the conference going for you right now?
So the conference, this is my first time attending.
Oh, okay.
And it has been the best conference that we've attended thus far in the ISAC world.
Oh my gosh.
Hands down, the attendance has been very intimate, which allows for a lot of traffic to our booth and to have really thoughtful and expansive conversations about, you know, where the credit unions are in their cyber journey, how we can help, and just really understand their business and where they're going.
Right,
so it's
right.
been really successful for us.
All
We've
right.
been really happy with it.
Well, there's a testimonial right there.
Yes,
for the conference.
It's been great.
We'll clip that out and put it on the website for next year.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Well done. Hey, so any highlights so far stand out for me? Any of the speakers or any people you're talking to? Or
so interestingly enough, in the main session yesterday morning, they were discussing Brian Hinsey brought on Scott, who is with Pure IT. Who's actually a partner of ConnectWise.
Okay.
And shame on me for not knowing that he was here and Pure IT was here in attendance, but it actually opened up some really good conversation for us, and hopefully we can have a deeper connection there. But overall, what we've really focused on day to day is connecting with the credit unions and making sure we're helping them as much as possible.
Which leads me to my next question. So tell me a little bit about ConnectWise and how you guys help out credit unions.
Yes. So ConnectWise actually was founded in 1982. So I think ConnectWise, the name, the brand, the company, is probably new to a lot of the credit unions and just the ISAC world in general.
Mm-hmm.
However, we acquired a company called Perch in 2019, which is a SIM tool.
Okay.
And so if people have seen us, it was probably under the Perch brand.
Okay.
But since then, we're really trying to make aware the ConnectWise name and the ConnectWise tools that we do have. So we're here talking today about our SIM tool with our SOC that's manned by, I think we've got almost 200 total SOC employees. So they're our employees, and that's all they do all day long is manage alerts, right? I think we're up to 75 billion alerts that we manage daily. I know it's insane.
Can you say that number again?
Yes. 75 billion.
Billion with a B.
Billion with a B.
Oh my goodness.
Daily alerts, right? So out of all of those, we eliminate, call it 88% of the chatter, of the white noise. But with our SIM tool and our SOC, what we're trying to do is not only eliminate the threat, right, to identify and eliminate, but also communicate back to the credit union and say, hey, look, this is what's going on. These are the trends. This is what's happening in your world as a credit union organization. And what we also do is, because it's not just credit unions that we're managing, it's all SMBs. So if there is a threat in another, call it channel or market, we have the ability to let that credit union know, like, hey, this might be coming on the horizon, you know, and this is how we can thwart that possible threat going forward. So it's not just about day to day, what we're doing with managing those threats, but it's about what the next 30 days looks like, because it's so quick. I shouldn't even say 30. What the next day looks like, what the next week looks like, right? Because everything is changing so fast.
Yeah.
So that's what we're here today to talk about. But ConnectWise as a company has a whole host of tools.
Okay.
We have about 18 tools in our solution stack. And we like to lead with the SIM tool because it's something easy to digest and understand. But beyond that, if you need help desk or RMM or PSA, we have all of these tools, a true ecosystem to really help the credit unions.
Wow. So. Okay. My jaw is still on the floor.
That's a lot, right? 75 billion with a B.
I can't get over that number. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
So speaking, because you mentioned what you can kind of let credit unions know what's on the horizon, you know, what they need to be looking out for. So can you share an example or two of what you would share with them? Say, hey, be on the lookout for such and such.
So, you know, there's certain things that we can identify, and whether it's through, and this is something, let me back up a little bit. With the credit unions, and I think the question we're getting asked a lot is, do you have any logging or alerts specific for the credit union organization or community as a whole, right? So as a package, what we do is deliver these credit union logs or alerts that, like I said before, are specific to the credit union. Whether it's issues with member registration attacks, or I was speaking to another organization and it was like, hey, you know, we need to know an alert if a Zelle transaction was made for $10,000, and then another one was made for $15,000, within a time period. Can that be an alert, and can we be notified?
Okay.
So those types of alerts are already in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Now what we do is, I keep calling these ISACs, they're different channels, right? So if it's Health ISAC or whatever the case might be, there's still threats that take place that are different than the credit union, but similar enough to say, hey, look, even though it's specific to call it HISAC or the healthcare, channel, there's certain things that we can put in place that we do automatically to help notify the credit unions of a potential attack that's coming. So we get in front of them through our webinars and our cyber threat analyst group that we have. We have a cyber research team that's specific to us. They're employees to us. Mm-hmm. All they do all day long is sit in a dark room. I shouldn't say that, but they sit, they sit in
just a room.
They sit in a room, right? And that's all they're doing. That is their day-to-day, is managing these cyber threats. And our cyber research team is dedicated to our partners, right? And, and so the credit union organization, and that is all they do. And as a credit union organization that is a partner or is a member of ConnectWise, they have access to the cyber research team as well.
Okay.
So they will communicate if they're seeing any threats that are coming on the horizon into the credit union organization.
Do you guys look for like patterns or anomalies or anything like that? Is that kind of what you guys are looking for to alert folks?
What we do. Right. And believe it or not, I was just taught, we have a cyber threat analyst here, Bryson Medlock. He's awesome. So if anybody wants to look him up on LinkedIn, he's got a wealth of information. But he was actually saying that this last quarter, cyber threats have decreased slightly, right? Just slightly. And I asked him, and I said, is there a reason for that?
Yeah.
And he actually said, what's happening with Russia and Ukraine, they're a little busy, right?
They're distracted.
So they're kind of fighting each other. Now, it is a small decrease, but it's overall, the trend is still up. But if you look at it quarter by quarter, and that's kind of what his team does, right?
Okay.
So he's looking at what the threats are, who the bad actors are, what they can do to prevent that, and also if there's a decrease and increase, and how to manage that going forward with different organizations. So,
Gosh.
I know, it's interesting. You wouldn't think that, because in your mind, you're thinking, there's a lot going on, so the trend would be
I thought there would be even more going on based on what's happening. I've heard we've heard story after story about how they're aiming stuff at us now because of what we're doing, and aiming stuff at Europe. And
can't imagine what they do, right? So I have the easy job. I'm just here telling the story and hopefully helping the credit unions out. But Bryson and his group, they have the really difficult job of understanding all that data.
What do you guys want to take away from the conference? Kind of as a wrap-up question here. What do you guys want to...
Honestly,
I think... Goals coming in, and what do you want to take back?
So what we're trying to... Our message, right, and this is something that's near and dear to my heart and on the sales and marketing side and just the overall channel development, is to really... I hope people understand who ConnectWise is, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not just a SIM tool. We're not just a SOC. We have a wealth of products that are available to help the credit union organizations out. And we have a wealth of information on... like I was saying before, the cyber threats, and we have the cyber research team, and we have everything that's available to them to enrich the credit union's lives and help them along in their cyber journey.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping we can provide that information in an educational way to the organizations here today. And then our takeaway, really, we're in the same position. We're trying to learn as much as we can and understand what the need is from their perspective, right? If we're missing something, if we can help them in their cyber journey or in just their day-to-day operations, we're really trying to listen to the different credit unions and take that back and take it back to the team and see if there's anything that we can do to help them going forward.
Yeah, because there's a lot of creators out there who need help in many areas, and obviously cyber is one of them.
Yeah.
So especially in that area, because as we all know, when these fraudsters, they're going for the path of least resistance.
Right.
And so unfortunately, a lot of the smaller credit unions who may be resource challenged a little bit, might not have that protection that maybe a larger organization would have. So having somebody like you guys in their corner would be huge. A lot of other organizations here as well, a lot of vendors here too. So
I think I read the statistic, and it was 32 million unfilled IT positions right now, right as we sit here today.
2 million?
Think about it. That's a hard role to fill, right? To understand the cyber side of it, to understand the application, the implementation side of it. So what ConnectWise does is we have a team that will actually educate through our certified program on the cyber side. And it's free.
Even cooler.
Yeah, it's a really neat tool that we have available to anybody, right? Mm-hmm. Anybody that wants to take the course, and it helps hopefully fill some gaps. Mm-hmm. But we're here to help. That's basically what we want everybody to know. We're here to help as much as we can.
Good message. All right, Jenna, well, I'm going to let you get back at it because I know you have a busy schedule, but thank you so much for coming here.
Yes, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And my jaw is still on the ground.
I know.
My billion. Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Yep. This is wonderful.
Awesome.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.